Excitement, that would be an understatement if I were to share with you how good it feels to see football back in front of my eyeballs. Tackle football, full gear, full tilt. It's just this. I'm so excited that the season has finally started for me. And Brother Haney, it was exciting to see you and your colleagues enjoying football, the beginning of football 101, which to me is what I witnessed today. Thrilled.
Yeah, I think nobody enjoyed seeing the guys in full pads more than you, Doc. I was so surprised you were even there. And the only way I found out you were there, you somehow took a picture of me. You got me? Hold on.
You found out? How'd you find out?
Oh, you took a picture of me and texted it over to me. I was chatting with the youngest in charge, Mr. Toby Altizer.
Who is that?
Toby.
Oh, Toby. Yeah. Toby. Yeah.
Yeah. So, it was a pleasant surprise because I didn't get to make practice yesterday. First day full of fans. I was out celebrating my grandmother, so I wasn't able to make it to practice yesterday. And then I show up today, and I get a picture from the DOC, and I should have known, to be honest. This shouldn't even have been a surprise. I should have known just because Doc really loves when the guys put on the pads, and everybody knew they were putting on the pads today. So definitely enjoyed what I saw today. It was very physical out there. Very physical. You got it, Doc?
Yeah, I know, man. I'm like, it's tough to be aging gracefully, but
all good.
When these devices, there we go. We'll make it work. But I feel like I'm in a third world country when you can't get little things to be in operational condition, and that's why I long for the days when we can have a. But it's all good. If it can put two wires and a string together and get communication, I'm sure we can. We can figure this out. I just wanted to be able to hear you. I could read lips pretty well. I kind of stayed up with you. But this is especially when you're following a legend like Chris Russell, because everything is in the studio is built for him. And so it's interesting. But it's all good. Happy birthday. I want to get a shout out to the former Alabama Crimson Tide tackle, Chris Samuels. Old 6-0. Man, if we had some left tackles that have performed here at the highest level representing the burgundy and gold.
Nah, for sure. First Chris, then Trent, and we're hoping, Laramie follows in their tracks. But I think I like what I saw today out at practice, especially in the trenches. We did see Connerly Jr. over at right tackle. Laramie had a vet day today, so we didn't get to see him. We have Wiley at left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Coleman at left guard. Was Biotis out there? I don't think Biotis was out there. He might have had a vet day too.
I don't know. For me, I was looking on the edges.
Oh, defensively.
Even the tackles.
Okay.
Because that's all. What I was concerned about today is upfield rushers.
Yep.
And seeing if you're going to see some counter moves, because they haven't been. This is the first practice. When you're in pads, to me, it's the first practice that matters. Because all the other stuff is flag and tag and all that. That's, you ain't going to beat the Eagles with that. Today was step one towards how we even score Philadelphia.
Do you like what you saw?
Because it was nobody dominated anybody. But everybody was highly intense. There was some friction. There was some, not, and not trying to hurt anybody. An offensive lineman could clip a guy out in practice every play if he chose to.
Mm-hmm.
And it might not even be seen. There's no punching, but what you saw, which is things I'm so impressed with, and I hope that ultimately Coach Q's legacy is cemented with a world championship, because he's so much of an innovator in tempo and procedure. His operation looks like it should work, and it has worked. Hell, he's been in the Super Bowl where he's at. Or, well, Dallas. Hell, he's not Houdini. But you just get the feeling that it can work if the people work it the way he's encouraging you to do it. When you see 7 a.m. and there's a parking lot full, I was really observant today. Not only was it for me, being pads means, okay, I can get started. So it's my first look at the crowds. And you can say what you want to say. There's a ton of Commanders gear that has been purchased. Before I see what I saw today, because at the stadium I see a whole bunch of our stuff. There is a move. They may not like this or like that, but I tell you what they've done. They bought a hell of a lot of it. And whoever idea it was to blow up Major Tutty and take him out from being a piglet to being a big old physical freakish looking hog, they deserve to be. Right now, they're executive of the year. There's nothing pissed me off more than seeing that little Teddy thing they had running around on the mat. That doesn't represent anything that we are familiar with. But this boy, he's all blown up now. He looks like Atlas. I'm like going, okay, I can get a little bit more into that. If you, for whatever reason, you're trying to tap into the past, how about get it right? And they took a step in the right direction. I ain't mad at you. So many people, and so many young people, and older people. Then it dawned on me, today was season tickets, the old day. So I call that investors. So the investors were there. And that's explained it, because I was so confused. And the Alumni Association and everybody, Big Tim, Tim's in town. Tim did a hell of a job. It's organized. God bless you, with the air conditioning suites and everything they laid out. But I was looking at all the people around. It was an older skew. I like, because really, you toddlers have taken over you, and it's your time. It's your time to do what you guys got to do. We planted the flag, and now y'all are coming in there with strong. But I noticed there was an older element of age, more maturity was on form today. And then it dawned on me when I heard today was season tickets. Oh, no, they're not season ticket holders. They're investors. They're investors. See, there's three types of fans. Those that are investors mean they are season ticket. You can count on them. We rise or die based on our ability to what? Raise revenue, support stadium, do all these things. That's not the loudmouth who's got a fantasy team, who's waging, who puts no money into the program. The investors, they make it happen. And they were there today. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them have retired. They ain't hauling in 8 hours anymore. But they worked hard enough, and the fruits of their labor and their investments have given them the ability to follow this at their leisure with enthusiasm. And that's a beautiful thing, because we're such an eclectic fan base. And the one thing about our fan base that is beautiful is that it has no real lines to where is that person looks like a certain person. They all walks and talks, male, female, all ethnicity, all over. They all bond together with one common goal, burgundy and gold. And now this group is getting it. And we're closing that gap. We're getting closer and closer. And that, step to that uniform is a step in the right direction. The 8 to the 9, courtesy of B. Mitch and company. The brothers are meeting in the ring. And that was awesome, B. Mitch, when he did that intro. I got to do his. Man, I'm so proud of him. Because the thing about Mitchell that you can count on is that if there's a fight, he's going to be right there.
Mm-hmm.
You never have to worry about where he's at. He got your back. We've had too many weasels come in and out through this program. That's the problem. You can't count on nobody. You don't know who to trust. That's over. This thing is solid. And seeing Terry, their brilliant stroke, because he's as smooth as Jarrah with the Dallas Cowboys. Smart, be there, sign there. You know, it's a public relations deal. Now, it's not going to pay off from the financial side, in my opinion, but what it has done is ingratiated him even deeper with this fan base. And should he decide to stay here and work it out, he'll be hard. He may play here forever because they're gonna eat him alive, because he represents everything that this program states that it was after. So it's confusing by one way when you go, wait a minute, he just did almost everything you've asked. Okay. Not talking down to you, educating you. All right, this is not kindergarten. It's a negotiation. The Harris Group has anointed this leadership group to do two things. What's first? Win. And the second thing is be profitable. They come hand in hand. So don't hate. And when your your general manager, this is his first solo shot, right?
Yep.
So you don't know what his personality is. You know what it was in a place where he was not in charge. He didn't make the final call. He's a team player because he's a Bruin.
Got to squeeze that in.
Why would I leave out a fact? You're a Syracuse man, right?
Oh, I am.
Okay, why would you expect me not to acknowledge that this man made the best decision of his life when he was a teenager? So I don't get what are you trying to say?
Nothing.
You could be anything. Let's just say you could go anywhere. Where would you have gone to school? I know what you just. You've already said it before.
I would have gone to Stanford.
You'd have been in Westwood. You'd have been in Westwood. You love hoops too much. I know where you would have been. I know exactly. You'd have been a fine Bruin.
You think so?
Yeah, man. Westwood, Beverly Hills. You. Most people fit what they represent and where they represent. But, you know, that's another thing. Like, Sheehan, Stanford.
I think I like the Cardinal red and gold a little bit better. Not going to lie.
Trojan's a hell of an institution.
Yeah.
Hell of an institution. And, you know, you may not go to jail. No, seriously. There's a chance you might get away with it. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. SC, man, nothing but love for y'all. Because you keep the bar. You raise the bar. And you show that now you're going through a tough time because based on their standards, it's been terrible. Their standard was what Ohio State's doing now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with Alabama, it's really disappointing. I pushed for the trip. That's why today I was really excited to be able to hook up with an Oregon man. I went over there to meet and to embrace one person. And you should have known he would have his hand in the dirt. And he'd be a big fella. And I remember one of the best nicknames, McDole, the Dancing Bear. When you're that big, and Connolly Jr., he's got feet, hands, he's a sib, because he's learning, he's eager to learn. And he's got the best situation going. That he gets to be tutored by a black belt. Because you're only in this league as good as your sparring partner. if you play what I consider to be trigger positions, corner, edge. You get one shot. One shot. Miss a guy out of break. Miss Gary Clark. Don't get your hands on Clark when you need to. You're done. If Daryl Green cuts you off, what you going to do about it? Nothing. Well, how do you get to do that? Sparring. Do you realize how many times Daryl, Vernon, our guys have been through here, went against each other in practice, sharpening that blade? Because you better sharpen it, because everybody's loaded in the division at receiver. Who's not loaded? Who don't have a six-pack? They're loaded. We might be dragging up, coming up the heap. That's what the funny part about this whole thing is, that's why I love the negotiation. Somebody's bluffing. Somebody's bluffing, and that's the beauty of this. We ain't holding no flush. We definitely aren't. No. If that was the difference, you'd have went out and got another number one. I love Debo. He's not a one. He wasn't a one where he left. That ship had sailed. What he is extremely difficult to game plan against because you don't know where he's going to line up. That's how good he is, his versatility in that. But I've always said this over the years. I judge my 49ers when I see them work without the 49ers. Because it's one thing when you can't be trapped or double or vice because of all them. They're always loaded. When are they not loaded? Injury. The only thing that takes them out. If not, they got Kittle, tight, go on and on and on. And most of the players, when you mention the Niners, you mention the Pro Bowl people. That's how they roll. Razor blade sharp. So we'll see. But I enjoyed tempo. I really enjoyed the way DQ and his staff, the way they organized practice. There looks like 100 people out there. And what are the people that look like coaches doing? Constantly encouraging. Constant enthusiasm. Everybody out there, I don't know if they're a staff member, I don't know what it is, but they don't stand around sucking their thumb. They are involved emotionally and physically into every drill, every session. You can't fake that. You can't fake it. Now, I know some of my older colleagues were commenting that, is this it? I know. I was talking to, don't hate. Don't hate, fella. Because the older guys said the same thing about us. Rules started coming in. They limited practices like the 4-hour. In other words, things every generation, things come in, make it a little bit easier. But honest to God, the funniest thing that happened today to me was when it ended and the guys that a little long in the tooth that were up there with me, they said, so when's the next one? What's two? And no, so, hey, excuse me. There is no such thing as 2-a-days. What? We went 3-a-days. But nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares. But you do end up saying that. Now you use it as a badge of valor. We back in the day, you know, we ate dirt and we drank, you know, and it's all be malarkey. Everybody likes it to be easier. I'd have given a baby finger to have the practice they had today, and that's what I call a padded practice. Wow. I'm glad for them because they didn't loaf. They had no loafing, so it was cool.
Did anybody impress you while you were out there?
Everybody impressed me.
From a physicality, okay.
Well, yeah, there's an, again, the numbers deal and the roster. I'm still identifying people based on body, but I saw some legitimate upfield rush pressure from the right side of our defense. But I think one of the young men got nicked a little bit. But I'm looking for things I think we need to improve upon. Well, I can't tell that because the backs they don't tackle now. See, I can't evaluate.
They didn't have a lot of holes though, Doc.
No, they wouldn't.
It was some for. Kroskimera, he had a nice little run.
Bill?
Yeah, Bill. He had a nice little run. But
Bill is,
for the most part, that defensive front was a little stout.
It was no. You know who Bill's impressed?
Who?
Pitbull.
Uh-oh.
Mitch, yeah. If he likes you, then that's a step in the right direction. Because that means you got dog written all over you. I like the way, not everybody can do it. It's almost insane for us to mention, I try not to do it. How disrespectful is, you see somebody, then you think about mentioning Walter Payton or OJ, because that's what your mind goes back to. Seeing a guy make a move in the hole, making a guy miss in short space. I'm watching the practice with Ricky Irving, Trojan. It was a bad boy. And I told him I hate his guts forever because Ricky won a world championship his first season. You should have to wait 4 years just to make the playoffs. This brother came in, landed, walked out with a ring in year one. Now, the downside to that, and he got back again, but is chasing it when you start off at that level. And how cool is it right now that these 32 teams are all headed in the right direction, all trying to prove something right as a staff? Now, I think baseball is still the most layered thing in our culture based on how many employees per organization, farm teams in the Dominican, they got hundreds of people involved in the baseball operation. Football doesn't have that. But look at, you've been out there every day. How many people are involved? How many little things have to happen? Just the timing, the practice, who's going to be in what location? Who's the people in charge of bringing the dummies, the bags, the cones, the gun machine, everything where it's got to be? It's a huge operation. It really is, with unlimited resources. So I'm encouraged. Fans, you've seen them at all time. What about today's group? Well, hold that thought. Save it for when you come back. I want to know, you've seen every session that they've had when they were playing flag and touch. You've been there. And so I want to get your assessment of the vibe right there as we do that. Hoffman is out. DOC is in. And, of course, that's the super producer, Anthony Haney.